Climate scientists and policy advisers overseas look at Australia in amazement the way the debate on climate change and a carbon price is debated in this country. There seem to be three main reasons. Firstly, it is the party that is traditionally the Conservative Liberal Party that is leading the battle against a carbon price here. And it has also been this party that has given most support to anthropogenic climate change denial. In Britain and Germany, the opposite is the case. They both have aggressive policies for carbon reduction and carbon pricing, and it is the Conservative Liberal parties there who are leading the way, and they are getting 90% public support for this. There is a very good reason for the Conservative Liberal parties being the parties that support a price on carbon and action against carbon emissions. The Conservative Liberal parties have always traditionally been the parties wanting to avoid or reduce risk. That's why they're called conservative. Climate change and uncertainty over effective mitigation policies is a massive risk to the economy. To be able to continue operating farms, to water supply, to coastal and flood damage, to heat waves and fire security. So it's very strange that it's a Conservative Liberal Party that are holding back in Australia. That's the way it's seen overseas. Secondly, it is bizarre that Australia is arguing so strongly against putting a price on carbon when it is Australia that is far ahead of every other country in the whole world in terms of our greenhouse gas emissions per person. In fact, Western Australia beats every other country in the world, and then Queensland comes next. We here in Queensland are the second top carbon emitters in the whole world. Yet we sit here arguing about China's emissions. Per capita, we emit about 5 times as much as China, and we emit 14 times as much as India. Even citizens in the US emit quite a bit less than us on a per capita basis. You'd almost have to ask how we manage to emit so much more than everyone else. But the much bigger question is how we can have the effrontery to point the finger at everyone else when we are each emitting so many times more than any of them. And those countries overseas, China included, are now bringing in big targets for cuts to their emissions, such as a 50% cut in Britain, 40% in Germany, and I think a 40% cut in China. We're kidding ourselves if we think that we don't look utterly unreasonable to the rest of the world while we emit so much carbon and argue so hard against a carbon price. Thirdly, the reason why we look so weird the way we are carrying on in Australia about a carbon price is because we stand to gain so much by it and stand to lose so much from climate change. The modelling so far suggests that Australia is set to experience some of the worst effects of climate change. We should all be extremely worried about what it is doing to Australia's water supply, for example. We might have just had a flood, but the steady trend for water supply is downwards, and groundwater levels are dropping alarmingly all over Australia, particularly in the south, but not only. This also bodes ill for the growing of our food. How on earth do we imagine we can survive in this country without water? We wouldn't last a day in some of Australia's deserts, and those deserts are set to expand. At the same time, we are abundantly and remarkably blessed with energy sources that do not depend on carbon. We have skilled professionals who can project manage getting new systems installed and operational. We are in one of the best situations in the world for raising capital to install new energy systems and make changes to how we use energy. Some of the world's great entrepreneurial minds see nothing but opportunities in this. In the meantime, we are embroiling all our energy in a weird political debate that makes as much real-world sense as a sitcom on telly. The coalition's direct action will cost $62 a ton compared to the government's $29 per ton by 2020 to remove each of the 159 million tons of greenhouse gases from the atmosphere as required under a jointly agreed 5% target. There seems no comparison, $62 compared to $29, yet surveys show voters choosing the $62 per ton version. This seems crazy. Are we thinking with our brains or what? Are we making voting predictions on Julia Gillard's choice of hair dye when we should be thinking about the really hard choices that our governments face? Climate change and the need to address it aren't going to go away, but we are rapidly snookering ourselves into a position where we've destroyed all the workable choices. It's not going to go away. In all this, Malcolm Turnbull is a sensible voice, calling for right-leaning Australians to respect the science of climate change and the need to do something about it. Yet even he knows that the Coalition's policy of direct action would deliver less than 20 million tonnes of reduction out of the needed 159 million tonnes for the 5% reduction both major parties agree on. Climate policymakers from overseas, such as Mate Meinhausen from Germany, believe that Australia has come up with a very clever package of measures that benefit from the mistakes made in the early years of the European Emissions Trading Scheme, including sharp fluctuations in carbon prices after too many permits flooded the market. He says Australia's fixed price under a carbon tax for the first 3 years means the government will have a much clearer idea of emission levels in different industries before permits are auctioned. If there is anything we should be really concerned about with the carbon debate, it is that it will be too late. We are doing more than fiddling while Rome burns. We are lighting matches and throwing fuel on the fire. We seem to really want to be part of making the coming crisis worse than it already looks like it will be. Are we really so stupid, so wedded to our greedy, consuming ways of life that we'll risk everything rather than take even the most reasonable, minimal measures? Sometimes it seems like it. No wonder the world shakes their head in amazement at Australia. Sometimes we can be too stubborn and stupid for our own good, and this time we might not get away with it.